There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here, right now.
Namaskar. Welcome to another episode of Beyond Headlines. Today, Akhilesh and I want to talk about a very interesting law that has been passed or that is going to be implemented by the government of India. And the law is that while there have been informants to the government of India, informants, matlab, there have been people who have been informing the tax department, the IRS department, about various people who are hedging money, laundering money,
evading taxes.
There have been informants who have been going and informing the tax department. Tax department conducting raids on them. And they say that it has been one of the most
credible and authentic
result-oriented activity that they've been doing. Now, the government in its possible desperation, has made this official. And they said, listen, we want more informers. You come inform us and we will pay you for it. So, you can actually make a profession out of it. You can actually be an informant and make money out of it. Akhilesh, is this the right way to go about it? Or are we being too desperate?
See, in terms of the timing of this one, I'll come to the desperation part. But in terms of this particular offer that the government has given, let me tell you the offer so that we see it in a more better way. If you give the government information about any major tax evasion, they give you a reward up to 50 lakhs.
Oh.
If they give you information, if you give the government information about any Benami assets or transaction, they give you up to 1 crore. And if you give information about any undisclosed assets abroad, they give you 5 crores. Now, the reason I think the government has been forced to formulate this scheme is, experience shows that almost 90% of tax raids happen because of informants. The informants could be a disgruntled employee, it could be a disgruntled relative, or it could be a disgruntled competitor. But the information they give is authentic, original, specific, and accurate. And it does result in a lot of recovery. But while the government used to give rewards to the informants, it was not a very clear scheme. And very often that poor informant used to go to court to seek his reward and come out in the open, which is very dangerous for him. But this is what used to happen. Because of this, informants had gone down. They were not really willing to come forth because most of the informants, I can tell you, are professional informants. They may have an axe to grind, but they also expect a reward because the government is benefiting out of it. So I think they are now formalizing it, that here is a formal structure. But it still has a lacuna. It says that the reward being given is very gratuitously. It is at the discretion of the government. So if we don't pay you, you can't sue us or take us to court. There will be no arbitration, no litigation. So the government still calls the cards. But we don't know that despite the government calling the cards, it will be successful or it will not be successful. It looks to me to be yet another move of the government in its keenness or eagerness or maybe desperation to get more and more data to take out tax evaders, money launderers, and all those who indulge in economic crimes. That's the background, how they have come forward with it. Will it be misused? I think any informant who has an axe to grind, I'm sure the other side of the coin, misuse and abuse cannot be ruled out.
No, misuse to an extent where what I'm saying is, if it's made open and made public and this becomes some kind of an open forum and maybe another moonlighting opportunity for people. See, blackmailing, threatening, misusing it to trouble people who are genuinely not tax evaders, but like in the during the demonetization, I remember I was in a village where a lot of people were asked to give their money overnight, and they just took their money and ran away, old notes of course, but while the note could have been working till they could have given it the bank and all that, they just took and they said police would come and arrest you if they find you with these notes. So my question to you is, see, we are not a country that's you know, full of literate, educated people. We have a lot of people who are not possibly aware of the law. So, is there a possibility that if this is made open and this is made official, is there a possibility that these kind of people will be troubled?
See, Sujit, in India, or rather experience says, let's come to the RTI. After RTI came into picture, you have so many professional RTI activists whose job is to get information and blackmail.
Blackmail, correct.
Which is happening big time in Bombay as we see it. Especially they do it hand in glove with the BMC.
Yes.
So, a misuse is bound to happen. It depends on how is it administered such that professional informants, being an informant will become a profession. And rightly so. People will be looking out for information to report on people and make money out of the scheme. But I think the government's viewpoint is going to be pretty parochial and narrow-ended on this. As long as I get information which is authentic, credible, helps me to recover my taxes and assets, I don't mind who comes and gives it to me.
Akhilesh, aren't we going against the basic tenet of law enforcement? And that is, you know, even if 1,000 culprits are let free, let go, but not one innocent should be punished. See, here the worry is, there'll be lots of innocents that will be punished with this kind of a law. And if it is made public.
No, I think what will happen, Sujit, is a lot of people will get into the business of gathering information to make money out of it. Only if that information is incriminating and direct and results in a tax collection will they get their reward.
So that is when it goes up to the income tax department. The problem is, if I go and I identify a person, I tell you that, okay, you know, let's talk about a rich farmer. Okay, a farmer who is not so well informed about the laws and bylaws of taxations. Okay, if he is gone and if he's been blackmailed, possibly he will end up paying because he doesn't know what is true. He will be threatened of arrest.
But I think this kind of blackmailing, Sujit, already would be happening.
The only reason I was sure that it will happen more is because now if it is made official and more people join the bandwagon, which is precisely what the government wants, this practice would be then open. Now there'll be, see, for instance, I didn't know that there was a scheme like this. I didn't know about it. Now today I know about it. So I can use it to earn money. I can use it to trouble somebody else too.
Yeah, but if you look at the other side of it, the government needs to pull out tax evaders, economic offenders. I would even say that banks need to know about their borrowers who are siphoning off money and defrauding them. Now, these are very closed-door transactions that take place. The government has its own limitation in trying to find out completely. Very often, just getting evidence to prove it is not very easy for the government. So, every country worldwide uses this kind of a ploy. That, take the case of US. They have a very profit-driven situation. The government here has given, limits. In the US, it's a very straight incentive to you. I'll pay you 30% of what I recover.
Straight off.
The US as a country even buys information openly. They even advertise and say that if you give us the appropriate information, the amount of reward we give you can be limitless. This is what they use. And they have been pretty successful in nabbing tax evaders. So, this kind of a scheme, I think, is a very natural response to a human situation where crimes, economic crimes, are very well concealed. And how does the government has its own limitations. How does the government really catch them? And most of the times, these kind of, tax crimes or economic crimes which are hidden are sizable ones. They are big ticket crimes. So the government, I think, is right in coming out with a scheme like this. It does seem to have a side effect of blackmailing. It will get misused. Anything good anyway gets misused. But I would support a scheme like this. I would support it to the extent that if the government has given such a scheme, I don't think it should be so discretionary. If a person has given an information, please honor it and give him the reward that is due. India has a track record of not giving rewards, but even the US has a track record like this.
Gotcha.
So I remember a case filed by a gentleman in the US who gave very direct information about a drug lord from Mexico. He was the biggest drug lord of Mexico. And he was arrested, put in jail for 50 years. This poor chap never got his reward.
Okay.
He's in court there.
Correct. So they are as big a cheat as we are. No, okay. So this is a very interesting debate, Akhilesh. And I think yes, you're right. I mean, it's practiced worldwide. We should do it too, because the best way to kind of police a population is by every individual being a police.
You know, an informer or an insider gives the most damning evidence.
Correct.
He gives the most direct one. I still remember there was a gentleman who wanted to go and file a complaint with the income tax department. He was a chartered accountant who was very disgruntled with his client. Of course, he was crossing the ethics of the profession, but he had very direct evidence of the client having assets in Britain to the tune of 50 crores. And he went and approached. I don't know what happened after that. But the fact remains is, such information is very direct and it nails down the offender. So the government is bound to give these kind of inducements. It is necessary at least to unearth and unravel what probably otherwise will not.
Correct. So absolutely correct, Akhilesh. This is a very interesting debate. And I would really like to know your views on this one. Please do write your comments, your views on the comment section below. And let us know whether making informants official and paying them, remunerating them for their information and making the entire process official, is that going to be a good thing or would that have its own backlash? Till then, namaskar.
If you like this video, please share it and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.